Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toonami Therapy. It is April 25th. I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we have big, exciting news. So it turns out that after JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 4 is finished, it's going to be replaced with Part 5. But not of JoJo, of Lupin the Third. That's their next one, Part 5 of Lupin the Third. Or, I don't know if that's what it's officially necessarily called. The one before, which was called Part 4, was also just called The Italian Adventure. So, we're going to get more Lupin the Third.
Yep. Which reminds me that the real name is Lupin, but because of copyright purposes, they're forced to call him Lupin in the American version. So, yeah.
I thought for a while they had to just change it to Rupon, but it was still Lupin pronounced.
No, it's Lupin. That's still the same thing. So, yeah.
Well, the way it's written in Japanese is an on sound, so I don't know how that all that works out. But anyway, Lupin, Lupin, whatever it whichever it is, we're gonna be getting another series of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed the first one for the most part, the one that we saw for the most part. And I saw someone say that this one was better than the previous one. So hopefully that'll be something to be that will be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we can get on to the stuff we're covering. Let's see. You said that you weren't really watching Dragon Ball Super anymore.
Nope.
Okay. All right, we'll skip over that one. Then and just get to My Hero Academia episode 46. So some of the people in class 1A are like, we should go rescue Bakugo, and everyone is like, that's a really stupid idea. And then some of them decide to go meet up and do it anyway, which is Deku, Ida, Momo, that other guy and two other people whose names I can't remember offhand. Which, and also notable is that two of the people there still think it's a really stupid idea. So it seems like everyone thinks this idea that they're going to do is a kind of stupid idea. But anyway, so they've decided, so they, you know, just kind of get together because they had Momo make a tracer thingy. So they decide to go there and spend some time getting disguises, and the rest of the things are the other heroes getting together to try to do things. And meanwhile, and it cuts to Bakugo under like the villains, who are like, hey, you're like the Sasuke character, right? So you'll join with us, right? He's like, no. They're like, aww. Okay, it didn't play out quite like that, but they basically did do that, and he basically essentially refuses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, well, I mean, honestly, the stuff with Bakugo was the most interesting part of the episode.
No, I thought the most interesting thought part was whenever Momo got them to all buy that stuff, and then everyone's like, "Oh, she's just using this as an excuse to go shopping." That was pretty funny. I really enjoy that. And then those ridiculous disguises they were wearing. And then they had on TVs. Of course, this is like every anime. Like wherever you go, if you just look over at the TV, it just so happens to be what people who you know talking on that TV. And this was their talk, and it's like the hunters taking responsibility for what happened at that camp, the bad stuff, and everyone's all somber. So yeah, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to say that I really did enjoy this episode for the second straight week.
Okay. So. Yeah, I guess I wasn't really thinking so much of jokes. I was just trying to turn looking at it in terms of what happened. Oh, I just thought the interactions there were interesting. Like, some of the jokes were kind of funny, but yeah. But actually, that's a question. So everyone's looking at this big giant TV. Now, maybe it's just because of where I live, but are those actually things? I mean, I know there's big TVs they'll have in some places, but like, do they ever have that like for news and stuff? It just seems weird that they so constantly will have that kind of thing, you know, on TV. And it actually seems to be more common in anime than on American TV. So for all I know, maybe they do have like TVs that are just commonly broadcasting news, you know, out in the open like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I guess it makes I guess it makes more sense to have one big TV than all those times where there's like, you know, heck, Hunter did this, if I remember correctly, where there's like 16 TVs in a window and they're all stationed on the same channel.
Right, yeah, and no one's even watching. No, everyone's just walking by, not even paying any attention.
Yeah. Okay, so that was My Hero Academia episode 46. And we'll get to the Promised Neverland episode 2. By the way, the episode titles on this show are like the most irritating things ever. I don't know if you looked at them.
Yeah, I saw them.
They're all just like 6-digit numbers.
Do they correspond to certain characters?
Yeah, you notice how they a bunch of them how they have like those numbers written on their like necks. Yeah, corresponds to those.
Okay.
But it just makes it so that if you like see a number, you're like, I have no idea what episode that is. And like when Star Trek: The Next Generation did that with an episode, they only did it for one episode. Which episode was that again? I need to check. It was like 11010 or something like that.
Was that the super long code that Data had to put in, or was it something else? There's this one episode where Data just like 5 straight minutes of him just reading off a code.
I don't think so. It's it's 11001001. It was named it was that because I think there were like these aliens who just used a base 2 system, or it was a reference to that, I think. It's a contraction of the names of the different ones, because like one is 11, one is 00, one is 10, and one is 01. And wow, that the fact that I said one is just makes the whole thing sound more confusing. Uh-huh. Anyway, Promised Neverland episode 2. So basically, having discovered the sinister secret, Emma and Norman are now, you know, trying to figure out how to actually escape from the place. So, you know, they go into the actual boundary of the place, but just find a big wall and such. Also Ray shows up and is like, what's going on? I'm one of the three main characters. I should be in the know about this. And they just tell him, you know, the whole thing. And I kind of like the fact Ray just takes it, immediately, like, what, you're not going to ask? He said, well, no, you wouldn't think up such a stupid lie.
Yeah.
So they're trying to figure that out, you know, also, such. Meanwhile, we also do find out that, Mom, or, you know, can I just say her name? It's not really a spoiler.
Go ahead.
Her name's Isabella. I'm just going to say that so because I can refer to her as such, because it sounds weird to say Mom. She has some way of actually tracking where all the kids are. And also she brings in some other woman person to work with her to presumably keep more of an eye on the kids to make their escape harder.
Mm-hmm.
Which is our episode.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go on.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
I thought that, like, not much really happened in this episode. Like, it felt like, okay, we now know there's a problem, and now Ray is in on it, and that's pretty much it. It just felt except for the reveal of that new character at the very end. This one was a disappointment compared to the first one.
Oh, well, I thought, like, in terms of happenings, I guess you can see not much happened, but there was things that were learned. They learned, you know, about what is beyond, like, the sort of fence. Well, okay, it being a big wall isn't that big of a surprise, but they fought, but, you know, there's a fight, okay, we got this, how do we get over, it and such. They find out that thing that Isabella is able to use that sort of watch of hers to pinpoint where people are. They figure out, you know, the stuff about the ages of being shipped out and such. You know, it like gives us more information regarding like the mystery and what kind of things they have to work around for their escape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just preferred the first episode to this one.
Okay. If nothing else, more happening in that episode than what comes next, Sword Art Online episode 61.
Oh, man.
So they basically... So they fight the guy, and, you know, they realize he's some other person and had his memory swapped out, but then they manage to get away by this other person who rescues them and brings them to this big, like, library place. Yu-Gi-Oh just kind of goes off to do whatever, and then Kirito gets a ton of exposition suddenly dumped on him. Most of which doesn't even seem that like important.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just cut through it. So when they had all the digital beings in this, one of them like figured out some way to basically hack the interface to make herself like super powerful. So she's able to like, you know, do all these things like heal people and stuff to make everyone believe she's, you know, like some great healer and manages to rise to the top as leader of this sort of religion of sorts, and then is able to like even when she's aged like revert herself back to her youth using that power. And I gotta say, all this information about this character would probably have been more interesting if we had actually known they existed prior to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Or did we? I don't remember us ever hearing anything about her beforehand.
No, well, I don't know anything about her, so... Yeah.
Well, anyway, she does something or other that merges her with, I don't know, the administrator thing program or something that then makes that her will or whatever, which basically, you know, makes... I don't know, the whole thing just leaves me really confused because, like, the whole thing is, like, she's saying, okay, we will prohibit anyone from, you know, like, hunting and stuff to make sure that people don't get, like, to as high of a level as me. But I'm just thinking, okay, so the reason this whole world was made was by the military guys because they wanted to make AI that would be able to fight in wars. And no one, like, saw this and thought, oh, well, hang on, we should, like, you know, change the program a little so that they can still do that, so that they can fight, and so that they can therefore, you know, possibly be of use to us. But apparently, this whole time, they've just been sitting by and watching and letting their experiment go completely in the wrong direction for no apparent reason. But anyway...
Yeah, there's a big info dump, and I've read, like, people... You know, like, whenever people write stories and they just make these giant info dumps, and it's really aggravating to read, and this was really aggravating to watch, and it's just like, okay, at the end, it's just like, okay, that's the end of the episode, and it's just like, what is the point of, and I just have to wonder why people even like Sword Art Online anymore, because this is just terrible, you know?
Honestly, this episode really just made me start thinking to myself, why am I watching this show?
Yeah.
Like, it made me have a sort of philosophical crisis, because I'm thinking, well, I was never really that big a fan of it. I haven't really, the last time I've never really enjoyed it that much. I'm definitely not enjoying it now. Why? Is it just because I've watched so much and now I'm stuck with it? Because at least when that was the case with Bleach, it was a show that I at one point really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. So, but we don't have to watch it.
Oh no, I'm going to keep watching it. I might as well. It's between stuff that I'm more interested in. It affected me more than usual because I wasn't able to watch anything while it aired, so I had to watch it after the fact, and that just makes me pay more. Like, when Sword Art Online airs normally, I can just, you know, watch it and, you know, just be like, okay, I'll be playing Hearthstone while I do this. But it's much harder to do that when it's, like, actually on the computer screen. And I feel like I just gotta pay more attention. And that just made the whole thing more boring. But, well, I can kind of see what... If the info dump here, what it's essentially trying to do is a case of where you give... I can see what it's trying to do. It's giving the info dump by kind of showing a character's sort of life and such. You can do that, but this wasn't a character we knew anything about or had any investment in, so doing any of this in-depth role way isn't necessary. All you have to do, you could have just said this all so much more quickly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can we, like...
Yeah, get... this is...
Go on.
This is the worst episode of the season so far.
Yeah, it's, can we, like, just go back to the controversial stuff? At least that was something, like, you know, to talk about. Okay. So we got Sword Art Online. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Diamond is Unbreakable, episode 32. So, we, conclude the sort of battle against Super, the guy with the Superfly stand by, you know, managing Josuke going in and managing to defeat the guy with, you know, the kind of usual strategy that happens in these sort of fights. And so they manage to get out, and the guy's like, oh, well, I know I was, like, you know, trying to kill you just, like, you know, a few minutes ago, but you beat me, so I guess now we're friends. That's the way it works on JoJo, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so then he like just, you know, says, oh, well, I talked to the guy and he said that he had gotten Koichi. So now Josuke manages to find that guy the guy who had that stand in the tunnel, and he manages to sort of convince him to help him find Koichi by after healing him. So they managed to find the guy, whose power apparently is if he can find out what you do when you're frightened and you do it too many times, then he can turn you into a piece of paper. I guess we'll probably get more detailed information on that later. But ultimately, so they're on to that. He's going up against that while that other guy he kind of recruited is like, no, I don't want to fight. You do it. And he's, like, apparently about to open up the piece of paper, which apparently is going to be something bad. Oh, and meanwhile, there's this weird stuff with Rohan, who has the guy come over to check over the house, but the guy is insistent on not showing his back, to anyone. And that's our episode. Well, I thought it was a decent end to the battle before, that we had before. It was at least more interesting, Then I thought the stuff with Rohan was kind of funny, but I can't really say that much about the, of course, new obligatory stand battle, but I at least thought it seemed interesting so far. This episode was kind of a mishmash of a bunch of different things.
Yeah, it was kind of just hard to make out what was exactly going on. So now the big deal is trying to find... Koichi, right?
Yeah, they were trying to get him because that guy had managed to capture him and apparently turn me into that piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, that's going to be, at least something to look forward to. How much is left of this season?
I think we've got like, let me think. If Lupin the third was replacing this, I can't remember. Let me check quick. That's episode. There's a. We've got 7 episodes left.
Okay, so there's still quite a bit left.
Yep, and then we'll get Lupin. I don't know if we'll get part 5 of JoJo. Maybe we'll go to Lupin with this. There's actually going to be a bunch of stuff ending soon. The Promised Neverland is only like 12 or 13 episodes, so there's only like maybe 10 episodes of that to go. We've got, I think, about 10 episodes of Hunter x Hunter left also. So we're going to be getting like 2 new things at that point. Heck, for that matter, once Attack on Titan comes up. Back, it'll be a bit of we're still on the second half of that season, so we're probably going to, so like in a few months from now, we're going to be getting a lot of replacements.
And I'm sure One Punch Man will come back on, even though I've heard the second season has sucked so far. So,
Oh, are you just assuming that, or did they announce it?
it's airing. It's on air. I mean, they've aired 3 episodes so far, and people aren't too happy
No,
about
no,
it.
no, no, no. I meant on Toonami. Are you just assuming it'll be
No,
that?
not a.
Or okay. Sorry, that's what I was talking about. I've on the other hand, I've heard the season 2 of Mob Psycho 100 was an improvement.
Well, I'll hold my thoughts about that. But yeah, so hopefully we can. My problem is that it's just the same old stuff. You know, everything that replaces something is something else we've seen before. You know, we got now Lupin the Third is back. And then we're going to get Attack on Titan back. And then we'll get One Punch Man back. And then after that, we'll get JoJo back. And it's the same rotation of about 10 shows. And there's nothing new. That just frustrates me.
Okay. Well, anyway, I guess that was JoJo, not necessarily one of the greatest, but definitely better than the previous episode, which I just thought was kind of okay. This one I got more enjoyment out of. Then we're on to Hunter Hunter episode 139.
139. Wow. Well, I'm having a really hard time figuring out what happened in this episode.
That's
I
because it
know
was
I bought.
basically exposition.
Yeah,
It was
I can't remember very much about it.
like kind of like the Sword Art Online thing in terms of being exposition. It's mostly just review. Well, there's two things. First, we get some random stuff with the election that doesn't really seem to matter that much, and then we also get very lengthy explanations of how Alka, that was her name, hit, or.
Yep, you're right.
Or is that a he? Because they refer to Alka as he, I noticed.
Yeah, that is weird, and that is also present in the original Japanese. So, I don't exactly, I won't, I don't really know why they do that, but yeah, I forgot to mention that yeah, they do have that whole thing about how she kills people and all these flashbacks. Basically, you, or was that the episode before? See, I'm getting really confused now.
This and the previous episode were all about how the powers work.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing as last week. That's why I have a hard time even remembering which episode was which because they're so similar. But basically, Killua is going to try to escape with her, and that means we'll actually have some action finally for the first time in this arc. Because you're not going to get very much action in an election, that's for sure. Yeah, this whole election thing, it just, I'm not sure why they thought this would be like a good good way to end the series, but then again, it's not like the author planned on an ending. It's just that he went on indefinite hiatus.
Yeah, and in which he comes back maybe once a year to like maybe do 10 chapters and then go on hiatus again. I mean, yeah, if they were going to end the anime after an arc, this was basically the part where they had to, because after this, it starts up another arc that, well, so far has been kind of mediocre. But like, you know, you had to stop it before that arc. So from my,
is that arc even finished yet?
The one afterwards? No, it's still ongoing in the manga. The plot basically is that how does it? There's like some law, like dark continent or something like that like there's going to be, that's like apparently super dangerous and stuff, and a bunch of people are going on an expedition to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they've actually made it to the continent yet. but yeah. Okay. Looking at it, according to the wiki, well, weirdly, it says like characteristics female, like under gender, but if you look towards the bottom, it like talks about how the series is conflicting as to what, with some people like referring to them more like as a he, and some, and like Killua referring to Elka as his sister. So I don't know. Maybe it's supposed to be ambiguous or something. I'm just going to refer to them as a she, because it looks and sounds like a girl anyway. But yeah,
so it's gender.
I mean, I'm just going by what Killua said, and he's one of the main characters, so I'll go with what he says. But in any event, yeah, like I said, this episode was just all this stuff about all the specifics of the rules and stuff. And I'm just thinking, like, do we need all this? Couldn't we just say, okay, she will give you a wish. She will ask you a bunch of questions. You have to fulfill this many, and you can't say no to more than this amount. And if you don't fulfill them, then you and people you care about die. That, like, we don't need, that's all we necessarily need. Maybe a little more about how this time it could be especially big, but which would explain why other characters are more caring about it, what would happen if Killua fails. But other than that, it's just so much explanation on all the specifics of this.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I don't know, how important does all the intricacies of this end up being?
Of the lesson system or the...
No, all the like rules about the wishes and stuff.
You know, I can't remember exactly well enough to tell you one way or another. I just remember... you know, like the result. So I don't remember if all that stuff matters.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, that's what I was just wondering, whether it's like really important to say this, or whether this will be another case where Hunter spends a whole bunch of time explaining how something works and then doesn't really make any use of it.
Like, Nen.
Yeah, that's one. Okay, well, that's Hunter episode 139. Then we get to the non-Toonami stuff. We've got Ice Shield 21 episode 128.
Well, remember how you said this week the game was going to start? Well, the game did not start. And
wait, did I say that?
Yeah, you did. You said you thought it was going to start. Thought it was going to start, but maybe I heard you wrong. So
I knew it would start soon. I didn't know if it was this episode. But in any case, sorry, go on.
Yeah, basically just more preparation for the game. And basically, See, here's the thing. All this time, like, Ojo had been, like, kind of, like, heroes and good guys. And now, all of a sudden, they're getting turned into bad guys. And I was just wondering, like, why does every team need to be, like, these super villains? Like, I mean, I'm sure that... Now, I know that that's the way some football fans act. They act like every other team is their ultimate villain. And that they've got to hate whoever they're playing, but sometimes it's just they're just another team, you know. They're a good team. You need to beat them to get to where you want to go, and that's it. So, finally, I think it's going to start in the next episode, the game, but maybe I'm wrong too. So, if it does start, I can't wait to see how this one goes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I didn't really get the feeling they were being presented as villains. I mean, they were being presented more as, like, you know, antagonists, but, like, not villainous ones. Just like, okay, they're the sports team you gotta go against, but they're mostly fairly decent guys. So, I don't know. That's kind of the impression I got. Also, they changed the theme song, and I know... and. Is it just me, or does, like, both the opening and credit song sound like a folk song? Because that was, like, my reaction. I was like, wait, this sounds like a folk song, except in Japanese.
What's it called again? Song of Power.
Yeah, I think that was like the I think that was the ending one. I can't remember if that was also in the opening.
Yeah, that last song. Man, wait, hold on. I looked this up this week. Song of Power. The artist's name is Short Leg Summer. That's the name of the artist of the song. Short Leg Summer. Song of Power. Let's play this thing a little bit. Let's see what it sounds like. Come on.
Well, as far as band names go, that is not quite as unique as I Wrestled a Bear Once.
I don't know. I was trying to play it here, but it's playing the full version to it.
Okay.
So it's not going to come out as well.
All right.
Yeah, it was an okay episode, I guess.
Okay, yeah, I mean, as far as one that's basically just set up, it was at least entertaining. So, get to Yomushi Petal episode 34. So, creepy face guy is all super cocky and stuff, and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna beat all of you. But then another guy gets ahead of him, and then... we suddenly get backstory dropped on us about this character that I don't think we knew anything at all about before.
Mm-hmm.
About and stuff. So we get a bunch of that. And, yeah, then he's able to, like, pull ahead and stuff and leaves creepy face guy looking really upset and his face look creepier.
Yeah, And this just really felt like basically just more of the whole pedal faster thing, you know? I mean, it was like it's just different people deciding at different times to pedal faster.
Yeah, it really is that. I mean, I guess, like, you know, giving the backstory stuff was sort of a change from that. But again, like, the guy they're doing it for, I was just like, wait, has he done anything before this?
Is it the abs guy?
No, not the abs guy. He was early in the episode earlier. But, no, the guy was, he's on one of the team. I can't remember which team he was, the name of the team. But he was on one of the guys, and he, like, was off for, like, a year because he felt bad about hitting a rabbit while he was bicycling. But now he's back and super fast and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, unfortunately not that much else to say. So then we got World Trigger episode 25. So previously, Chica got all kind of frozen up with the neighbors that were coming after her, but she manages to then get over it and blast one of them with her gun, which inflicts a crazy amount of damage and lets Osamu finish it off. Then, unfortunately, that also the neighbors take a note of enemy ones take a note of that, like how powerful that is, and they're like, "Oh well, she's got a bunch of Treon. Let's go after her." So a bunch of them end up leaving their sort of ship and actually starting the attack. So two of them go after Osamu and Chica, but fortunately, the other members of Tamakoma show up to try to help them out. Also, I just wanted to note that actually this is something I kind of Konami's like outfit when she's like transformed into Treon body is like the most fan servicey thing in the series, basically. Even though it's not, which is actually a compliment in that it's really not that fan servicey. It's just it's the most fan servicey thing in the series, not counting filler. But
I was so happy to see Konami come back. And so, because I really like her character. So.
Yeah, and then she basically manages to just pulverize her way through the robot neighbors. Then in the meantime, another one of the neighbor enemies, Ron Benign, kind of shows up and just decides to start attacking a bunch of the border agents and manages to take out several of them, including like the two goobers who thought that Yuma was an enemy. So they're like the first to go. And then Anadora, the other one, shows up and, he's going to go up against Kazama squad. So it's kind of, we got that stuff and we're also, setting up for some fights that are about to happen. I thought it was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I really liked this episode. I mean, it had a lot of good action. Well, at least I liked like the first 2/3 of it. At the end, it kind of dragged on, but I like most of the episodes. So yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I like the fact also that they're facing other actual like humans now, because there's only so much mileage you can really get out of like just like the faceless like monsters. When you're actually going up against another like person with like more unique abilities, it makes things more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because they, then actually have their own personalities and such. Okay, so we'll close with Steins Gate episode 12. So, they continue with the usual sort of stuff of, hey, let's like do some more research on this stuff. Let's do some experimentation. Well, I guess we're, and then there's a bunch of character interactions that don't really go for the plot. I mean, it's the same sort of stuff. Until, like, at the end when, I can't remember her name, Cell Phone Girl shows up and reveals, oh, hey, I've actually been working for CERN, and I'm here to capture all of you, except for Mayuri, and, I'll just shoot her, and then she just shoots Mayuri, and then Okabe's like, why would you do this? You said, well, someone had to start the plot out already. Yeah, really, that escalated quickly. Because we did just go from the same sort of, wondering when stuff will happen. And then suddenly, wow, okay, that's actually sudden development.
Yeah. So Mayuri looks to be dead. And
I don't think she's going to stay dead considering like all the time travel stuff that's been going on, but it definitely did show that things are actually ramping up.
Yeah, well, at least we have a character who had something bad happen and might be dead for a little while, and now we have purpose to this series because before it was just random stuff. Now it looks like it's going to get good. So I hope keeps this up, you know, at least the last seconds of it.
Yeah, this is the last episode of the first half of the series, and everyone's like, oh, the second half is way better, so we're about to head into the second half. So hopefully this is a point where it, like, starts getting really great and, you know, is the one that, like, people, like, rave about and stuff. Like, I, like, saw someone, like, say, like, oh, the first half's just okay, but the second half is basically one of the greatest anime of all time. So I don't know if the second half will be that good, but everyone agrees it's better. So hopefully it will, you know. Because I can't really say this episode was, like, exactly a jump in quality, because it really was just the end where it changed things. And even then, it wasn't like this was that amazing itself. It was just, oh, we're about to get into exciting stuff. But it gives me a lot more hope for where the series goes from this point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I guess we can go for our top threes now. For me, I'm going to give first place to World Trigger. I'm going to give second place to Promised Neverland. And I'll give JoJo's Bizarre Adventure third. It beat out My Hero Academia by a smidgen.
Okay. My top one will be Steins Gate, because finally things are happening. And then number two will be My Hero Academia. And then third will be World Trigger.
Okay. So, that was all of that. Yeah.
How many episodes left of Yomushi Petal?
How many episodes are left of Yomushi Petal? Check. Looks like there's about 54 episodes. Oh, I'm sorry. There's about like 80 episodes left. Or do you mean until the end of the season? Because that's a very different question. There's only 4 left.
Okay.
I just thought it might be funny to see how many episodes are actually left until the end of the whole thing. Yeah, four episodes until the end of the season. We'll see if it suddenly gets a big uptick in quality or not, to decide whether, you know, we're gonna go with it or keep going with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, oh, you mentioned that you wanted to give a review of an anime you were watching. Are you done with that now?
Nope, not yet.
Oh, okay.
So that will have to wait for a couple weeks. So
okay, that's fine. All right. Well, I guess that's the stuff for Toonami. So for anime. So here's a question: over or under? Do you, time for over or under? Do you think Avengers Endgame will get a $1 billion opening weekend gross, over or under? I pick over.
What?
Avengers Endgame. Worldwide, I should have specified that. Worldwide.
Yeah, definitely do it worldwide, not nationwide.
Not nationwide. I was not expecting nationwide. I meant worldwide. Yeah. So, the question about
I have no interest in it.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, I have no interest in it. I haven't watched any of the Avengers movies, so.
Interested. I saw the first. I haven't seen all, like, the Marvel movies, but I've seen, I don't know, probably about half of them.
And it's not the end, because as soon as this ends, they'll take off a few years, then they'll recast all the people, recast all the characters as new actors.
Of course it's not the end. There's another movie, there's another Marvel movie coming out later this year. it's going to be we're going to have another Spider-Man one, and then sometime at, and then we don't really know what's coming out next after that, but we do know there's going to there's another one planned. There's going to be there's more stuff coming. This is just, I guess, kind of the end of the sort of. Well, I haven't read any spoilers or anything, so I don't know exactly. I just know it's kind of like the accumulation of a bunch of stuff leading into it. But it's definitely not the end of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It prints way too much money for them to end it now.
No, end of the Avengers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just misunderstood you. Then. Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess that's that. I'm just curious about exactly how many box office records it's going to break.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think by the end of it all? What do you think? Where do you think it'll be in the? Do you think it'll manage to dethrone Avatar as the highest grossing film?
Perhaps.
I think it'll get like second place at least and beat Titanic.
Yeah, inflation will help it out.
Yeah, so. Inflation does. Well, actually, that makes Titanic's amount especially impressive because it was like released so long ago. Although, admittedly, some of that gross comes from like re-releases. So, yeah. Well, that's enough about the movies and stuff then. Ooh. Although it's kind of funny because when I was younger, whenever I was like, would say like highest grossing movie, I always misheard it. So I would always talk about the highest grossy movie. That's what I would say. Oh, that's the highest grossy movie of this year. Anyway, this has been your ever so brief analysis of box office predictions podcast. But we're normally called Toonami Therapy. And you can find our previous episodes at toonamitherapy.podbean.com. We try to get them out every Friday or so, but sometimes, you know, we might end up having to take a week off or do them earlier or later. If that's the case, I'll try to put a little post on the podcast page to explain that. But yeah, other than that, if you don't have anything else to add, I guess we'll see you next time.